The first Sunday in Advent. The epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, understand, for it is now the hour for us to rise from sleep, because now our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. The night is far advanced, the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk becomingly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in debauchery and wantonness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Please stand for the gospel. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, bewildered by the roaring of the sea and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now put forth their buds, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things coming to pass, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all things have been accomplished. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the first Sunday of Advent. This is the first Sunday of the new liturgical year. It is the time in preparation for Christmas. We have these four Sundays in preparation for the coming of our Lord. And they are a time of penance, remember. The color, the liturgical season is violet, which is the color of penance. It is a different kind of penance than what we do during Lent. Remember, in Lent we do penance to turn away from our sins, to make up for our sins. The time of Advent, though, is the time in which we are to turn towards God, to turn towards Christ. The Church wants us to think about this during these next 4 weeks. About whether and what place Christ has in our life. In the epistle for today, St. Paul says, now is the hour for us to rise from our sleep. Wake up. Why? Because the night is ending. Our salvation is nearer than when we came to believe. We are looking forward to the celebration of Christ's first coming at Christmas. But also we should remember that each one of us will meet Christ someday. At the end of our life, or if we're alive, at the end of the world. That is, that day is closer now than when we first came to believe, however long that was ago. Let us rise from our slumber. The day is coming. The night is falling away. You know, when I read that epistle, it reminds me of the last gospel that we say at every Mass. We say it at almost every Mass. There's a few times we don't. What does it say? It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, last week we talked about the end of the world. And there was only one thing that will really count at the end of our life. What do we take from our life? We will take ourselves and our good actions and, unfortunately, any unforgiven sins. Hopefully there aren't any of those. Or any imperfections that have to take us to purgatory. Hopefully there's not any of those. But the only thing we really take from this life is our good actions. And those good actions reflect what? Reflect our union with Christ. What is the most important thing in our life? More important than anything else is our union with our Lord Jesus Christ. That will set our eternity. And so now the church wants us to reflect on that, especially during this special season. And remember, if the church establishes a season for something, then there will be extra graces for us to do that. So during Lent, there are extra graces poured out upon us in the church when we make up for our sins. So here, there will be extra graces for us to turn towards Christ. We need to think about this. Every year, we need to reflect on this specially. What am I doing? Have I fallen away from maybe my prayer life? Have other things become more important? And remember, we're not just talking about sins. There can be neutral things, neutral actions that maybe aren't particularly sinful. They're not sinful at all. But we could be using that time more constructively. Praying. Remember, everyone should do at a bare minimum 30 minutes. 30 minutes of prayer every day. That is what? If we give it a grade, it is the C minus minus. If you don't have 30 minutes to pray, you're too busy. Too busy. The rosary, the family rosary. Maybe through the year, you've fallen away from the family rosary, things get too busy. At the end of dinner, when the chores are done, when the dishes are done, kneel down for those who are old enough to understand and do the rosary. It's a good thing to do. Do a little bit of scriptural meditation on each mystery. It's important to do this. You know, sometimes there's a mixed marriage with a Protestant and a Catholic, and that becomes hard because maybe the Protestant doesn't want to do that, is against the rosary. But for Catholic marriages, we should strive for that. This is the time that we make the resolution to put that first again, to really strive to have family prayer and the family rosary. Or other things. Maybe do a little bit spiritual reading, get back to that. Read the scriptures, read the Bible. It's important for us to reflect upon our life and to think where we've made little compromises and not made Christ the most important thing in our life. This is the time to do this. St. Paul tells us, the night is ending. Soon we will be in the presence of who? Of Christ, the light of the world. And this is our most important thing, is our union with Him. And so while we look forward to the celebration of His first coming, we're supposed to reflect upon where we will be at His second coming. We should strive to make that friendship, that relationship with Christ now. It is not Christmas yet. Our society wants to celebrate Christmas now. Remember, I do this every year, right? Christmas doesn't start till Christmas. The Christmas season is from Christmas to Epiphany, the 12 days of Christmas. It's good to get into. You can get into the spirit, looking forward to it. But now is not the time to directly celebrate that. Now is the time to reflect upon our preparations to meet Christ at the end of our life. So, the day is coming. Let us then be ready, be sober. What changes do we have to make? Little changes in our life. This is the penance that we're supposed to do. And let's be clear that there is nobody here who can't do something more. That we've all fallen short, and that we can all turn more perfectly to Christ, including the professionals up here, the priests. We benefit from this season also, you know. Especially the pastor. Don't worry about the bills. everyone. So, the church wants us to do this during this season. Special graces are given to us to help us to do this. If you're not praying 30 minutes, and that's praying, that's not reading, or you can do Lectio Divina, but that's good prayer. It's not reading blogs or writing blogs. If you're not doing that, get back to at least 30 minutes of prayer. I'm still amazed that there are some families that aren't doing the family rosary every day. Get back to that. Let's turn towards Christ. Make an effort. What is the most important thing in our life? Our union with our Lord. So let us strive to deepen that union during this season. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.